Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Mapmaker by Lisa Moore Ramey. Performed by Niall Bullock. For Jordan, who has long needed a book of his own and has taught me a lot more than I've ever taught him. The dullest place on the planet. Waltz was hiding. The scraggly apple tree wasn't great cover, and it sure wasn't comfortable. But now he was stuck, at least until Dad left for work. Dad heading into the office was something Waltz still wasn't used to. In Los Angeles, back home, his father had telecommuted, spending all day in online meetings or wrestling with spreadsheets at the dining room table. Waltz had hoped that with Dad working at an office, at least one good thing might come out of the move. Dad would no longer be able to note how much time Waltz spent, or rather didn't spend, practicing football drills. But no dice. If anything, Dad was more intense about constantly checking in to see if Walt was keeping up with sprints and ladders and weightlifting. "He needs to toughen up," Dad had told Mom when he'd heard Walt had slacked off one day. Walt knew what Dad saw when he looked at him. A scrawny weakling. And yeah, sure, Walt had gotten a little sad when Dad announced they were moving. Maybe there had been tears. But that didn't mean Walt was overly sensitive, like Dad thought. He was just unhappy. Blackbird Bay was the dullest place on the planet. And all Walt's friends were back home in L.A. Who wouldn't be bummed about that? And now Dad wanted to make it worse. Hiding wasn't the best plan. But that's all Walt could think to do. At least until Dad left for work. Then maybe Walt could convince Mom that Dad's plan was an awful one. There had to be some way of getting out of the pain and agony Dad wanted to put in his future. The yard sprawled out below him, and Walt surveyed it as if it were a map. Large beige house that looked exactly like all the other beige houses in the development. 4 wide concrete steps leading down from the back porch door. Big square of yellowing grass with a lopsided sparse apple tree in the middle. Large wooden box overfull with flowering plants and intricately twining vines. Next to that, a path of sand-colored pavers leading to Miss Wilhope's small house, his family's landlord. When he had first met Miss Wilhope, she had taken a step toward him and peered into his face like he was a piece of art hanging in a museum. It had totally creeped him out, but Mom said she was just a little eccentric. Walt didn't know why adults always got a pass when they acted weird. If you were a kid, you were told to stop messing around and to act right. Just then, Miss Wilhope's door swung open and she stepped outside. Walt jerked back to make sure she didn't see him and smacked his head right into the tree trunk. "Good morning," Miss Wilhope said, and Walt almost answered, thinking she was talking to him. But when she bent over her plants, he realized she was talking to them. She brushed her hand over the top of the flowers and leaves, like she was petting a dog, and then pulled some small clippers out of her pocket. "Pruning is good for you. It will help you grow." She started snipping pieces of vines and leaves and flowers and tossing the clipped bits into a basket hanging on her arm. Her pink hair glistened in the sun. And that wasn't all that was glistening. She wore typical old lady clothes of stretchy slacks and a flowery top, but all the material had silver thread woven through, making it super shiny. Walt almost had to shield his eyes just to look at her. Miss Wilhope gazed up at the sky and squinted against the sun's glare. "Looks like a storm is brewing," she said. Walt looked up too and didn't see a single cloud. "You're coming along nicely. Shouldn't be long now." Then she dusted her hands together and went back inside, her basket swinging perkily. What was almost certain?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?